Are you still attending University of Southern Maine?
I am, yep. I'm clawing my way through the last two required classes of me to graduate. I'm excited to get it over with, although it's been a good journey. I've always loved school, so it's not the biggest torture.
Oh, what are you studying? I know music is becoming a bigger part of your life, but what is your degree going to be in?
Hopefully, I will have in about 5 months a bachelor's degree in history and under focus in law.
Oh, wow.
The original plan. But it's honestly, it's not too straying from what I'm doing now anyways, because I found that education has really helped me in the business aspects of music.
Oh, no kidding.
Especially the law division, so.
I think that's fantastic. A lot of musicians don't have that background. Like a lot of places, you go to school to learn a trade or a career path, but a lot of times you don't get that business acumen till later. So for you to start having that ahead of time, I think that's fantastic. So
yeah, it's great.
Your life, I'm sure, is taking so many exciting turns and your pathway is expanded. Talk about some of the challenges to the point where you are now.
Honestly, the biggest challenge has been branding myself, I think. Coming off of a show, all of us deal with it. All of us deal with it. I think if you look at American, like people who are on American Idol, their social medias, our interaction is like 0.0001 out of the followers that we garnered.
Really?
Simply because they're fans of the show, they weren't necessarily fans of us. So it's hard to create a really strong and steadfast fan base. And I've been so, so blessed and lucky that I come from a state that has really taken pride in me and still kept updated with me, even when I'm doing different things and writing different music.
What have you learned about yourself? Again, you've got this amazing journey up to now. What are some things that you really discovered about yourself or this experience that makes you think, wow, thank goodness I went through this because I wouldn't have done this or learned this or felt this way?
That's a great question. I think a big thing that I've learned about myself via Idol, via everything that came after it, is that you're never going to make everybody happy. For the longest time, and still to this day, I struggle with it. And people who actually know me would say it's probably one of my greatest flaws, is that I really have always wanted to make everybody happy to the extent where I don't consider what makes myself happy. And on the journey, it becomes quite clear that you cannot do anything right? If you sing one song, somebody else thinks you should have sung the other. If you sing it one way, somebody else thinks you should have sung it the other way. And it goes for original music, artistry, tour, everything, social media. And I think I thank God that I did this and had the opportunity, because I've finally been able to make my own boundaries with my own perspective of people and the world. And it's allowing myself to just be happy with what makes me happy. And I am starting to recognize that if people aren't happy for me or happy with me, then maybe they're just not the right.
Now that you're going on your own, you don't have those micromanaging judges hanging over you all the time.
I'll be so honest. On the show, I was probably more confident than when I came off, because on the show, you have the added perspective and layer in your mind, because we were all thrown into it, of course. I mean, none of us really expected to go far. Or at least I think the people who got far were very humble.
Mm-hmm.
And they got there for a reason. And what comes with being humble is you really don't expect much of yourself, even if you think that you're good or know that you're good. So when we were on there, I think we were like, it's TV. You know, we've all made it this far. None of us expected this of ourselves. Comforted by the fact that, oh, you know, maybe this is just for the screen. But when you come off, you have those fans. And you have, of course, the naysayers as well that are still picking you apart, micromanaging. I mean, the industry is in itself, the music industry is all about what you shouldn't wear and what you shouldn't say and what music you should put out.
How are you dealing with the fact of this industry is telling you, you've got it in your heart what you want to be, but you have an industry saying, no, we want you to go here. How do you handle that?
For a really long time, I didn't handle it well.
Well, you're human, right? I mean,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm young, and all of us were young and are young, coming off of something that's a once-in-a-lifetime. For the winter, I honestly took a bit of a break from thinking about it and kind of stowed away in my little winter house. But what I'm doing now, especially with the album and with the new album tour, is I'm doing what I want to do and what makes me happy and what feels true to myself. And of course, I'm dealing with naysayers every day. Of course, we're not selling out theaters like we used to, but it also at the same time feels so much better to see and sing in front of 100 instead of 1,000.
So, a new album. How do you start that? Do you have an idea mapped out in your head? What is your process for putting together a full album?
It's been almost a year in the process. I think the biggest thing it started with was, I don't like how I sound now. I'm not satisfied with my own performances, and other people's satisfaction with me is not fueling me anymore. I feel like I want more from myself. And so I've been writing music since I was in high school, but I started pulling out the old songs. A really great producer reached out to me. His name is Ephra Turner, and he believed in my sound, which I hadn't found in a really long time. And I started sending him a cappella tracks, and he would build these wonderful instrumentals around them. And then I started to get the hang of it as well. And I think together, along with Nate, who also co-writes with me, we just started to assemble an album that was just purely me. It felt like a journal entry every time we cut a song.
So are these all songs written by you, or did you end up recording some demos that you heard from other session singers?
Every song is written by me.
Wow, excellent.
Which is terrifying. Yeah.
Is there, now that you look at this album, is there a theme to the album?
I think the theme to the album is growing pains, that's such a great question too, because you have so much pressure to make it one thing. And I think most people are like, oh, I need to make this one sound. And that was me for a while, so I was finding some writer's block. But I finally realized that it's really the content and the lyrics that mean the most to me. So it was about growing pains. It was about, you know, breakups, falling in love with yourself, standing up for yourself. Just really a lot of the things that I went through before I went on the show. Because before I went on the show, I was going through a lot. So.
Wow. So what's the name of the album?
The name of the album is Wildflowers.